And some other time, maybe that night, maybe another night, she was saying, good night, and have you done your homework? And she said, you go to college, you make me prouder than I've been in my whole life. That's the truth, LaVon. I tell you. And another time, I don't know when, she says to me, she's blow-drying her hair to go to work. She yells, listen here, LaVon. What I said about we don't have college money, you remember? I come around the side and yell up in her face over the blow-dryer. Yeah, I remember. She goes, well, we'll have a little bit of it. You earn it mostly. I can put in a little bit. She swings the blow-dryer away and turns it off. In her normal voice, she says, you'll make me proud. Now get going. You be on time to school. I reminded her I was never late to school. She says, see, you stay that way, LaVon.
In this chapter, the author has been describing events that happened in the past. That's called a flashback. Most of what LaVon is remembering took place when she was in the fifth grade, when she and her mother first got the idea that LaVon should go to college. Let's keep reading. Go to the last paragraph on page 11. It starts, And she made
a new account in the bank. It's real little, but it's there. She puts a little bit in it when she gets her check from the office where she works. That's why that word, college, is in our house all the time. It's why I babysit. It's why I do all the homework all the time. It's what will get me out of here.